Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the IRESA Tech Center in Ottawa City is Chef Kim Foskett. How are you today, Chef?
I'm just fine. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well. I haven't talked to you in a while. Things, I hope, are going well over there at the Tech Center with the Culinary Arts and Restaurant Management program.
Yes, things are going great. Students are doing a fantastic job. Excited about what they're doing.
I'll bet. Well, let's start with that, because my son went through that program and enjoyed every minute of it. Tell us a little bit about what the Culinary Arts and Restaurant Management program is all about.
Okay, students, it's a two-year program, juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come in their first year they learn a lot about the food, the different ways of preparing food, sanitation, workplace safety, equipment safety, and the different pieces of equipment to get familiar with and what they do. And then they get into management and start learning about being a restaurant manager. They can go further into that, into more management, and even into entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow. So, you really do get all facets of that. It's a good first step if you're thinking of doing that. Then moving on to college, you're already really entrenched in the program then.
Yes. In fact, we do articulate with a lot of the colleges for up to 14 college credits and in some places more.
Is that right?
Yes.
So they really get a hands-on in all things, because I think when they think of culinary arts, the first thing they think is, they're just going to make a lot of food.
Right, and we do a lot of food throughout the 2 years, because we do caterings, and we run our own type restaurant, which I know we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yes, we are, yeah.
But we do a lot of caterings. We do evening events and weekend events as fundraiser-type deals. So they do a lot of food throughout the year, but it's also important that they learn how to do the food costing and menu planning, banquet planning, and the types of things that they would learn to do as a manager.
Now, all that comes into play, doesn't it, towards the end of the year, the end of the school year, when you guys go to a competition, right?
Yes. In fact, students right now are starting their practices. We do two evenings every week. We started last week. We're here from 3:30 till 8 o'clock, those two evenings, up until the third week of March. We go to Lansing to our state invitational, which is a three-day competition for culinary, nutrition, management, menu design, serve safe management, and table design.
Right. And all the students kind of get involved in one of those aspects, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the past, I've taken 7 or 8 students. This year, we have 15 students attending.
Excellent. It's a great thing. Like I said, my son William went through it, and he was there, and he enjoyed every minute of it also. And one of the other things, and you kind of alluded to it there, is the restaurant out there, the Flaming Skillet, that is run by, the Culinary Arts and Restaurant Management folks, right?
That is the students.
Yeah.
As in the first semester of the year, they, as I said, they learn about the food and the safety and how to put all of that together, and they do some menu. They kind of just get into, as a level one, the menu design and banquet planning, but the level twos really take advantage of that part. And then as the second semester comes along, the bottom of January, we open up what we call our Flaming Skillet Cafe. The students run the restaurant. We're open Monday through Fridays, two times during the day, 9:15 till 10:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then in the afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30. We have a basic breakfast and lunch menu. We do also hold a lunch buffet where we have hot food and soup and salad bar every day.
Nice.
And that is take-in or dine-out, or take-out or dine-in. And we do a lot of over-the-phone calls and have those ready for pickup.
Oh, now, so it's outside of just the tech center. It's not just for students. It's for anybody who wants to come on in then.
Correct. We do have some of our people on our advisory committee out on Newman Street,
mm-hmm.
and they call in, and they'll come pick up food and take it, and we take takeout orders.
Wow, okay. And now the students take care of all of it, from the menu itself to doing the food product to a delivery. So they really do take the skills that they've learned and put it into practical experience.
Right. It's a fantastic thing. We don't do delivery, but we do mm-hmm. People can come pick it up. But it's a fantastic thing for me to teach them to do this through the first semester. And then by about the third day of being opening, I can stand back and watch the students run it. And it's a fantastic thing to see.
Now, when does the Flaming Skillet open for the semester?
We open Monday,
February
1st. We open for 2 weeks. We just do a temporary food license. So So we'll be open until February 12th.
All right.
And then we will open again February 29th until March 11th.
All right.
And those are my two dates at this time that will be open.
Very good. So I head on over there, and I would imagine the money raised goes right back into the program then.
Goes right back into the program, keeping up on our equipment,
right.
And special things that the students might want to learn and get extra things for. So.
Now, the Flaming Skillet is right there at the Tech Center on M55 at Rempard Road there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. When you come in the building, just ask for the Culinary Arts Room, and they'll direct you right to us.
And you can go try some of the great foods that are being served up by the Culinary Arts and Restaurant Management students at the Tech Center there. The Flaming Skillet opens this Monday. And Chef Kim Foskett, I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the future when you guys get closer to getting ready to go to competition. And we'll talk more about that, too. But glad you could tell us a little bit more about the Flaming Skillet, and hopefully people come over there and try some of that good food.
Yes, that'd be great to see you.
All right. Thank you, Chef Kim. I know you got classes in that. Chef Kim Foskett from the IRESA Tech Center there, the Culinary Arts and Restaurant Management program there. Thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you, Kevin. You have a nice day.